Hallelujah. Peace be with you all.
Hallelujah. 各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Thank God for the wonderful opportunity that I am able to share the word of God with you this morning.
感谢主，今天早上有这样一个美好的机会，能够在这边证道。
And I would like to use the topic, walk by faith, not by sight.
今早我们今天要分享的主题是凭信不凭眼见。
Faith is an important element to our belief.
信心对我们的信仰是一个非常重要的元素。
And since God knew we don't have good deeds, He only requires us to believe in Him.
神深深的知道我们不可能会有非常好的善行，所以神只要求我们要对他有信心。
And through our faith, a relationship can be built.
透过信心，我们与神的关系才能够建立。
The Bible tells us who are we who believe in God are to walk by faith and not by sight.
在圣经里面告诉我们，相信神的是凭信不凭眼见。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
请大家一同翻开哥林多后书五章七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
哥林多后书五章七节，第七节，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
So from here, I would like to share 3 points about our belief according to the Bible as a reminder to us, to all of us.
所以今早我要按照圣经用3点来跟大家分享，还有提醒。
Point number one, what is faith?
第一点。什么是信心？
To believe in Jesus, we must learn to be like Jesus, and we must have a faith. We must have faith in Him.
所以我们要相信神，我们就要对神有信心。
What is faith?
所以什么是信心呢？
The Bible gives us a wonderful definition of faith.
圣经里面这个经节里面给我们一个非常好的解释。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们请大家翻开希伯来书
chapter 11,
希伯来书十一章
verse 1 and 2,
第一节和第二节。第一节，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Here says that faith is the guarantee of what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we haven't seen it yet.
在这个经节里面告诉了我们，信也就是我们所盼望事情的一个保证。
Yeah. Christians live by looking ahead and they do not look backward.
作为一个基督徒，我们是向前看，我们不往后看。
We live in the present and hope for the future.
我们是活在现在，而我们盼望着未来。
Yeah, what is in the past, especially the unpleasant thing, we must forget.
过去的种种，特别是那些让我们不觉得愉悦的事情，我们必须要忘记放手。
Yeah, if we fall short of God, then we ask God for forgiveness.
如果我们亏欠了神，我们要求神的一个宽恕。
If we fall short of man, then we have to make it up to them.
如果我们亏欠了神，亏欠的人，我们要与人和好来弥补。
Yeah. Every day we put an X on the calendar to mark the day off.
每一天，我们在我们的日历上面画下了一个叉叉，宣告今天的结束。
Lord Jesus said, "A day has its own burden."
在圣经里面说了，主耶稣说，我们一天都有一天的难处与重担。
Yeah, we do our best for the day.
我们在当天，我们就尽力而为。
Yeah, if we can't, then we must learn to entrust it to God.
若有那些没有办法做到的，我们就要交托与神。
We live in the present. The time given are for us to enjoy wisely and to make the full use of time.
我们住在现在，每一天神赐给我们的时间是要让我们有智慧的好好的来相处，让我们充分的利用时间。
Yeah, for the future, we must have faith to look ahead.
所以对于未来，我们要有信心，要往前看。
What are they in the future?
所以在未来
what is there in the world? What is there in the future?
所以在未来的事情
Yes. What are the things we hope for?
那我们在未来我们盼望着什么呢
a person must have hope.
一个人都要有希望
Hope for the good things or perhaps happiness.
我们都希望有好事情的发生，或者能够得到幸福。
But faith is different.
然而，信心却是不同的。
Faith includes another kind of happiness.
信心它含有各不同的一种的喜乐。
Faith is the guarantee of things that we hope for.
那信心也就是我们能够盼望的事情的一个保证。
The things I cannot see, I saw it, and that is called faith.
虽然有些事情我们未曾见到，然而我们却见到了，这就是一个信心的表现。
Why do we base our faith on God?
为什么我们要把信心建立在神呢？
First, He is true and living.
因为他是又真又活的神。
And secondly, He is faithful.
因为我们的神也是一个信实的神。
God is faithful in all the things He said He would do.
那我们的神是一个信实的神，他所说过的，他的应许都一定会成就。
The promise He gave us will be fulfilled.
他所有应许我们的一定会成就。
Faith gave us strength.
信心给予了我们力量。
Faith brings us hope.
信心带给了我们一个盼望。
Faith enables us to face all kinds of difficulties and pressure of life.
信心能够让我们战胜在生活上面的困难或者是压力。
Then in verse 2 it says,
在第二节这边说到
For it is the elders obtain a good testimony.
第二节，古人在这信上得了美好的证据。
Who are these people?
所以这些人是谁呢？
To know them, we need to go back to the Bible to study the Bible.
我们要知道他们是谁，我们要回到圣经来查考。
The Bible records people who walk by faith. They are the example for us to learn.
那在圣经里面记载的这些人呢，也都是我们在信仰上给我们一个非常好的榜样。
By world standard, they may be nobody.
在世人的标准，他也许是一个默默无名的小人物。
By faith, through the eyes of God, they are great people because they have great faith.
因为，然而在神的眼中，因为他们有大的信心，所以他们是有大信心的人。
The Bible records real people, real incidents.
在圣经里面记载的都是真实的人物，真实的事件。
How they handle the situation, how they interact with God.
他们如何处理这些不同的状况，还有他们如何与神来交通。
And later on, we can see their faith grew gradually.
所以我们在这当中看到了这些人在信仰上面、信心上面的一个成长。
For example, Abraham, he is called the father of faith, a man of great faith.
比如圣经里面的亚伯拉罕就是信心之父。
God promised that through his descendant comes a savior, and he haven't seen it yet, have he?
在神已经应许了要救主必定会从亚伯拉罕的后裔而出。亚伯拉罕他在世的时候，他亲眼见到了吗
？No, but he totally believed.
没有，然而他完全的信任、相信。
And how do we know?
我们如何知道呢
？You see, he actually took up a knife to offer up his one and only son to God.
因为亚伯拉罕拿起了刀子，要愿意献上他唯一的儿子给神。
He believed that God will raise him even though he is dead.
亚伯拉罕深深的相信，就算他的独生儿子死了，神也必定会让他从死里复活。
He believed in God enough to put his trust and love in God.
他完全的信任神，把他的信任跟爱都完全的建立在神的身上。
And for that, God bless him abundantly.
因此，神大大的赐福亚伯拉罕。
So you see, the Bible records many people who walk by faith and not by sight, and with wonderful testimony using their faith to prove to us their belief.
所以在圣经里面，我们看到这些人，他们凭信而不凭眼见，他们 把透过他们的信心美好的展现了我们他们美好的信心。
Yes, and so we believe in Jesus.
所以当我们相信主耶稣，
Jesus also requires us our faith to grow along with it.
所以主耶稣也希望我们的信心能够慢慢的建立增加。
Yeah, if your belief is not enough.
所以要相信或许我们的信心不够。
Yeah, you'll be sorrowful, you'll be fearful, and you have faint at heart.
那我们就会，如果信心不足，我们就会伤心，我们会灰心悲伤。
Yeah, and there are so many worrisome things to worry about because we don't have enough faith.
如果我们没有足够的信心，我们就会对很多的事情感到忧虑。
And so we have to ask God to increase our unbelief.
所以我们要求神能够把我们这个小信慢慢的变成有信心。
So now we see how important faith is to our belief.
所以我们可以确切的知道这个信心对我们的信仰是多么的重要。
And some people may say believing in Jesus is not a good thing.
有些人可能会说信神不是一件好的事情。
And they say all religions are the same and they teach people to be good.
他觉得所有世界上的宗教都是一样的，都是劝人为善。
To us, to have faith in Jesus, we must believe in Jesus and also require our faith to grow along with it.
然而我们信主耶信神的，我们也要告诉自己，也要学习如何在信仰上，在信心上不断的增加。
Yeah, in people's eyes, some matter may not be good to them.
那因为在有些事情上，他觉得是信神是不好的。
Yeah, for instance, if we don't fight back when someone take advantage of us.
或许在有些事情上，别人占了我们的便宜，我们不会反击。
Yeah, they will say, why don't you do something back?
可能他们会问，为什么你们不去反击呢？
Yeah, they bullied you and yet you forgive them.
他们这样的欺负你，你还原谅他？
Yes, we don't do nothing because we believe in God, and God, we believe that God will arrange for us.
因为呢，我们知道我们不反击，因为我们知道深渊在神。
And some people think we are too timid.
有人会认为我们基督徒是胆怯的。
Becoming a Christian is not a good thing.
所以他们觉得要做一个基督徒不是一件好的事情。
Yeah, by faith, we are able to accept it.
那然而透过信心，我们却能够接受。
And through such an incident, our faith will grow.
透过这些经历，我们的信心也在当中获得了进步。
So we must walk by faith, not by sight.
所以我们要信心要不凭眼见，要凭信心而行。
And I like to share four subpoint in what area faith is so important.
所以我在这边要分享四个小点，关于信心是如在哪些方面是重要的。
Yes, subpoint number one, faith is the prerequisite to please God.
第一点，也就是信心是要我们得到神喜悦的一个先决条件。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
我们一同翻开希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节，第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神。而且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
If we don't have faith, you cannot please God.
如果我们没有信心，我们就不能够得神的喜悦。
You see, all relationships are established with sincerity as a foundation.
我们知道，所有关系的建立都是建立在这个诚恳上面。
Yeah, if you are not sincere, this relationship will not be true.
如果你做人没有诚心诚意，那这样的关系就没有办法建立了。
Yeah, you see, we say we believe in God.
我们说我们相信神。
But yet your belief is not enough. So how can God be pleased with you?
然而我们却对神不够有信心，神如何能够喜悦我们呢？
You have doubt in Him.
因为你对神有疑惑。
You question what he said.
因为你对神所说的话还有怀疑。
And then you question his motive.
因为你怀疑神的动机。
So if that's the case, how could God say, I'm sorry, God would rather say, I would not rather have this relationship.
也许神就会说，我宁可不要有这样的一个关系。
See, would you be happy if you were God?
如果我们是神的话，我们会高兴吗？
Of course not, because you are not sincere.
我想一定是不会的，因为我们不够这样的诚心。
So those who come before God must believe that He is God.
所以来到神面前的人，我们要相信有神。
And He will surely reward you if you seek Him.
那他一定会赏赐那来到他圣面前寻求他的人。
Yeah, those rewards might not be the things that you can see with your physical eyes.
那些赏赐或许不是用我们肉眼可以看到的那些事物。
So what does faith tell us?
所以信心告诉了我们什么？
We saw it, although we haven't seen it yet.
或许我们还没有见到它，但就好像我们见到它一样。
Yeah, so faith is the prerequisite to please God.As long as you are willing to come to Him, and He will surely reward you.
所以信心也就是我们要得神喜悦的一个保证。我们来到神的面前，我们相信了他。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
See, God gives peace and does not cast disaster.
神是一个降平安，而不是一个降灾祸的神。
Yeah, if God cast disaster, then who would dare to believe in Jesus?
如果我们的神只是降灾祸的神，谁愿意来敬拜他呢？
See, our God is a merciful, loving God.
我们的神是大有怜悯跟有爱的神。
For example, our Lord Jesus told us a story about a wasteful son.
又在圣经里面记载了浪子回头的故事。
He left home to live on his own.
那这个浪子离开了家，自己生活。
Yeah, he asked his father for his share of his inheritance, and the father gave it to him.
那他这个浪子呢，他跟父亲要求要分财产，父亲也把他的财产给了他。
Yeah, he left home to squander all his wealth in wild living, and later on he came back to the father.
他就在外面过着放荡的生活，花掉了所有的家产。
What do you think?An earthly father would say to such a son.
那他又回到的家里，在世的父亲，你们会怎么样的来对这个浪子回头的说些什么话呢？
Yeah, he must be very angry, and he must have given him a big scolding.
一定是会非常的生气，甚至大大的斥责这个儿子。
But this father was overwhelmed with joy, with eagerness to forgive him.
然而这位父亲他大大的欢喜他的儿子回来了，他迫不及待的想要原谅他。
See, while he was still far long away, the father saw him.
就在还在很远的地方，这位父亲看到了这个浪子回来了。
And filled with compassion, he ran to embrace him and kiss him.
这位父亲心里充满了这个慈悲与温柔，他就快地跑去抱他，拥抱他，亲嘴他。
Yeah, this son was once lost, but now he repented and he came home.
这个儿子确实过去失丧了，但是他回头了，回到了家。
You see, our Heavenly Father is such a merciful, compassionate God, and He is always waiting.
所以我们的神真的是一个满腹怜悯恩慈的神，他永远在等待。
Yeah, perhaps we were once lost.
或许我们都曾经失丧。
Come back to him and plead to him.
我们回到他的身边，我们祈求他。
And God will not ask of your past.
神绝对不会追究我们的过去。
And God will reward those who seek him.
神会赏赐那寻求他的人。
Second sub point.
第二个小点。
Faith is the prerequisite to receive what you ask in prayer.
信心也就是我们祷告蒙神应允的一个先决的条件。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 11.
我们一同翻开马可福音十一章。
Mark chapter 11 verse 24.
马可福音十一章二十四节、二十四节，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信，是得着的，就必得着。
God gave us this promise.
神在这边给了我们这样的一个应许。
Generally speaking, we are referring to the things that are within the will of God.
一般来说，这个祷告呢是要符合神的旨意的祈求。
For example, stealing.
比如说，这个偷窃。
It is wrong for you to pray to God to protect you from not getting noticed or getting caught.
这个是绝对错误的。如果你跟神祷告，希望你偷窃不要被逮到。
You are doing such a thing which is detestable to God.
因为偷窃在神的眼中是一个极其憎恶的事。
Another thing is gambling.
另外也就是像赌博。
It is wrong for you to pray to God to give you success.
那你不可以跟神祷告祈求你赌博能够赢。
How could you ever win in gambling?
你如何能够赌博会一定会赢
？It is a game of loss because you win, you will still win. You still want to win.
因为如果你赢了，你更想要再赢。
And if you lost, and you still all the more want to win.
那就算你输了，你还是想要去把它赢回来。
And in the end, all is lost.
那其实到最后，其实你绝对是输给赌博的。
So before we ask God for anything, we must know.God's nature.
所以在我们祷告祈求以前，我们要深深地知道神的一个本性。
Yeah, our God is a holy God.
我们的神是一个圣洁的神。
A merciful God.
我们是蛮有怜悯的神。
Full of compassion and a righteous God.
神是一个富有慈悲，但是神也是一个公义的神。
We can only ask the things that within the will of God.
我们所有的祈求都要符合神的旨意。
Yeah, in some religion,
在一些宗教里面
，anyone can come to the temple to their temple to burn incense and ask their God for anything.
所以有些这些宗教呢，欢迎所有的人都能够到庙里面来烧香，可以祈求任何的事情。
Yeah, they they don't care who you are.
那他不在乎你是谁。
And so therefore, men would put their trust in such a religion.
那所以很多的人会就是信靠这些神。
Yeah, but not our belief.
然而这却不是我们的信仰。
Man has to have moral.
一个人必须要有道德。
Our belief requires us to be a man with moral, and that's the basic requirement.
因为人要有道德是一个信仰里面的一个基本条件。
Yeah, you have to ask God within the will of God.
你必须要祈求是要符合神的旨意。
Whatever you ask, believe and you have received them.
那也就是你要去祷告祈求，无论是什么，信就得着了。
And you will have them.
那你就必得着了。
And do you believe?
我们相信吗？
So after prayer, we have to ask ourselves, do I believe?
所以在我们祷告祈求以后，我们要问自己，我们相信吗？
It would be useless to pray for so long, and yet our belief is still not enough.
如果我们祷告了很久，我们还是信心不足，这是没有用的。
Yeah, because then our prayer will not be heard, and our prayer will not reach God, and God will not, and God did not hear our prayer.
因为我们的祷告没有得到神的垂听。
Yeah. For example, when we needed help badly.
比如说，我们非常非常的需要帮助。
You beg this person and you beg that person for help.
那我们可能求这个人，我们去求那个人。
And in the end, you got no help. Why?
那到最后，你没有得到任何的帮助，为什么呢？
Yeah, because you have acted with no sincerity.
因为你所展现，你没有展现你的诚心诚意。
You entrusted this person, and yet you don't trust him enough.
那你虽然感觉好像相信这个人，你又不够相信他。
And you go to another person, and because you don't trust him enough.
因为你又跑去找另外一个人的帮助，因为你不够相信第一个人。
And eventually they found out.
那最后他们发现了。
Yeah, they say, you ask me.And they say, sorry, They ask me, why don't you, why did you ask me if you don't have enough faith in me?
他可能会问你，你既然不相信我，你为什么要来求我帮助呢？
You have doubt my ability.
你对于我的能力怀疑。
So the teaching of this analogy is once you ask a person, put all your trust in him.
所以从这个比喻我们知道，如果我们祈求一个人的帮忙，我们要相信他。
You must do your homework first, know this person's capability, then you put your trust in him.
我们在祈求以前，我们要先做好功课，我们要知道这个人的能力，才能够相信他。
Yeah, this is similar to our attitude toward worship God.
那这个类似像我们对神祈求这样的一个态度是一样的。
You must believe, in His, almightiness.
我们要对神的一个全能有完全的认知。
In Him, there is nothing impossible.
因为在神没有什么是不可能的。
Yeah, we cannot pray and at the same time see things according to our flesh, and this is not faith.
我们不可以向神祈求祷告，一边又用我们肉体的情欲来想事情，这是不可以的。
Because you don't believe that will happen.
因为你不相信神会应允你的祷告。
Sub point number three.
第三个小点。
Faith is the prerequisite for miracles and signs.
信心也就是要有神迹奇事的一个先决条件。
Yeah, the Bible recorded.Already recorded that miracles and signs will happen in the past and will happen in the future, in the present and also in the future.
在圣经里面告诉我们，神迹奇事会发生在过去，也会发生在现在，也会发生在未来。
So we pray to God to give us grace to help us to believe in Him.
求神能够让我们有这样的信心，能够亲眼见到神迹奇事。
Let us turn to Mark chapter 16.
我们一同翻开马可福音。
Mark chapter 16, 17 and 18.
马可福音十六章十七到十八节，十七节，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。十八节，手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物也必不受害，手按病人，病人就必好了。
Lord Jesus told them, "In Jesus' name, the church, will cast out demons."
在这边经节里面讲到，奉神的名就能教会就能够赶鬼。
And when we receive the Holy Spirit, we'll speak in tongues as evidence.
所以我们也会得到圣灵，要说方言作为一个证据。
When bitten by snake or drank poison, it will do us no harm.
那我们如果碰到了毒蛇或者喝了什么毒物，我们也绝对不会受到任何的伤害。
We lay hands on the sick and they will get well.
如果我们按手在病人身上，病人就会痊愈。
Miracles and signs will happen to those who believe.
那神迹其实会发生在那些相信他的人。
Yeah, we only believe. Miracles and signs will follow to let us know.The works, to let us see the work of God.
所以如果我们能够相信，那我们就能够看到这些神经奇事随着我们。
And also to let us know that the church has the abidance of God.
同时也能够让我们清楚地看到这个教会是有神的同在。
Yeah, for example, our children, especially when they reach teenage age.
特别是我们的小孩如果到了这个青少年的时候
，Yeah, we all the more have to have faith in God and learn to trust Him.
我们要真的跟神求更多的信心，要更能够交托与神。
See, nowadays parents are worrying about their, what smartphone can do to their children.
我相信很多的家长对于这个智能手机智慧手机对这些青少年这些孩子的一个深远的一个影响。
Yeah, in the 80s, parents' worry was computer and internet.
在八零年代的时候，许多的家长他们所担心的也就是电脑还有网路。
Some cases we heard were so serious that the father and the son would actually get into fist fight.
甚至我们听到一些案例非常严重的，也就是甚至父子呢会大打出手。
The father would want, the father wanted to unplug the internet, and the son, of course, would not let him to do.
这个父亲想要拔掉这个电脑的插头，当然这个儿子绝对是不愿意的。
Yeah, but the problem is the same. It is addiction.
那但是其实所有的问题一样，也就是害怕这些网络上瘾的问题。
Yeah.When children reach high school, there's even more worry.
那甚至这个孩子到了这个国高中的时候，父母真的是更加的担心。
You ask my wife how she managed her worry.
那我就问我的太太说，你是如何能够这个面对这样的一个那么大的压力呢？
She'll tell you the only way was to be on our knees and entrust it to God.
我的太太就回答。真的是要我们双膝跪在神的面前，完全的交托神。
And we also have never failed to bring our son along with us to church every night service.
那我们也从来都没有错过带我们的带我的儿子能要参加各晚上的这些晚间聚会。
My wife would encourage him that all he has to do is just finish his high school, then as parents we'll be happy.
我的太太清楚地告诉我的儿子，只要你高中毕业，我们做父母的，我们就非常的欣慰了。
And thank God he did it, and then we are all happy.
我的儿子完成了他的学业，我们真的非常的高兴。
And then when he finished high school, he started attending NYTS.
在他高中毕业以后，他也参加了这个青年的一些神训班。
Yeah, and we would often tell him that he has to marry in the Lord.
我们时常的提醒他，一定要嫁娶主内，主内通婚。
And thank God that God listened to our prayer.
感谢主神听了我们的祷告。
And by the wonderful arrangement, the church marriage coordinator introduced a sister with great faith from afar to him.
感谢主的美好安排，透过婚介在在一个比较远的地方呢，找到了一个真的大有信心的一个姐妹，嫁给我儿子。
Yeah. We Christian need not be afraid.
作为一个基督徒，我们不需要担心。
We do not worry and we have no fear.
我们不需要忧虑，我们也不需要恐惧。
Just believe, do our duties and leave the rest to God.
我们就是对神有信心，我们尽本分。把剩下的都交托给神。
You see, faith is the prerequisite for miracles and signs.
因为我们知道信心也就是神迹奇事发生的一个先决条件。
Yeah, establishing a relationship is so important. If you have God, you have everything.
所以我们知道建立这样一个好的关系是怎么样的重要。我们有了神，我们真的就拥有了一切。
We trust in God's arrangement.
我们相信神所有美好的安排。
Whatever He arranged, it is the best for us.
我们知道神所有的安排都是对我们最好的。
Yeah. So, sub point number four.
第四个小点。
Faith is the prerequisite to overcome the world.
就是信心，也就是我们战胜世界的一个先决条件。
Yeah. We are living in this world, but we are not.Of the world.
我们是活在世上，然而我们却不属于这个世界。
Yeah, let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
我们一同翻开约翰一书。
1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书第五章。
Verse 4 and 5.
约翰一书第五章第四节第五节。第四节，因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。第五节，胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？
See what? Let us overcome the world.
所以什么让我们胜过了世界？
It is our faith. It is us who believe in the Lord Jesus.
也就是我们的信心，也就是我们这个信耶稣是神儿子的我们。
And that gave us the victory.
那这个让我们获得了这个胜利。
Yeah, the world cannot influence us.
这个世界没有办法影响我们。
We cannot compromise our faith.
我们也不会跟这个世界来妥协我们的信仰。
Yeah, by the influence of the world culture or the idolatry.
我们不会因为这个世俗的风俗或者是这些意识形态而受到影响。
Yeah, we do not follow. We must overcome.
我们不会顺应着潮流，而我们是要战胜它。
Walk by faith, not by sight.
我们要凭信心，而不凭眼见。
We are living in the world.
我们确实住在这个世上。
We have to deal with people.
我们要与人打交道。
We have to associate with people.
我们要跟人相处。
And every day we get unknown phone call, and we don't dare to pick them up.
我们可能会收到很多一些电话，我们不知道的电话。
And when we look at the internet.
当我们来,
look at the things in the internet.
我们看一下这个网路,
there are so many things that entice us.
有很多的, 东西会来, 引诱, 诱惑我们。
Yeah, yeah. You just watch something and then you get endless recommendation waiting for you to watch.
你可能只点击了你想要看的, 接下来有没完没了的东西的推荐, 叫你去看。
And you can spend hours on it.
你真的可以花很多的时间来看这些影片。
And then people are waiting to cheat on the innocent.
那有些人甚至等待着要去骗这些无辜的人。
And why didn't we get cheated?
为什么我们不会受骗呢?
Because we don't have greed.
因为我们没有贪心。
We don't take advantage of people.
我们不会占别人便宜。
We don't take something for nothing.
我们不会不劳而获。
And then there's another example, like the trend of the world, robot and AI.
或另外一个例子, 也就这个现在的潮流, 也就是机器人,
yes,
或者是人工智能。
And some people are worrying about losing their job to technology.
那很多人都会担心这样的科技 会让我们失去了工作。
But of course, we're not saying that we don't need to put effort or need to learn.
当然我不是在这边说 我们不需要努力, 或者不需要学习。
But when the world comes, we can face them.
当这个挑战, 这个在世界面, 有一些困难的时候, 我们去面对它。
Yeah, because we have the peace in the heart that came from our faith.
因为从我们信心而来的平安, 让我们战胜了。
You see, our God will not let people with faith to starve to death.
因为我们知道, 神不会让对他有信心的人, 会, 饿死了。
There is a widow in Sarephath.
因为在圣经里面记载了在撒勒法的这个,
the land was experienced a severe famine.
因为在这个地方遭受了严重的饥荒。
And all she left was a jar of flour and a jug of oil.
那这个寡妇剩下的只是坛内的一点点的面粉跟一点点的油。
And she said she was going to make her last meal for herself and her son and then eat and die.
她说她要做最后一块饼来为 为他的儿子还有他之后, 他们就等死了。
And then came the prophet Elijah to meet her and told her to make a piece of bread. Prophet Elijah to meet her and told her to make a piece of bread for him.
先知以利亚来到他们的面前, 告诉他们说, 你先为我做, 最后一块饼。
Yeah. Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid, do as you have said."
以利亚告诉他, 就按照我的话去做。
Yeah, she went home and did what she would do.
那他就, 这个寡妇回到家中, 就按照以利亚所说的去做。
True enough, the jar of flour and was not used up.
那果然就如以利亚讲的一样, 这个坛内的面粉跟这个油, 永远没有短缺。
And of course, the jar of oil did not run dry. There was food every day for Elijah and the woman and the family until the famine was over.
感谢主，每一天都有这个足够的食物给以利亚寡妇她的儿子，一直到这个整个大饥荒的结束。
God will help us to overcome the world.
神一定会帮助我们战胜这个世界。
And now we go back to our main point number two.
我们再回到我们的 第二个大点。
Faith is manifested through our daily life.
信心会从我们每天的生活当中彰显出来。
A true faith comes from a person who walks by faith, not by sight.
那一个真正的信心是凭信而不凭眼见。
Another person with great faith is the centurion.
那另外一个大有信心的人就是百夫长。
Jesus said he has great faith.
主耶稣说他有大信心。
And he showed us his faith through his work.
那他借由百夫长借由他的行为来彰显他的大信心。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 8.
我们一同翻开马太福音第八章。
And we'll read verse 9.
我们读一下第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。
This centurion came to our Lord Jesus, to beg him to heal his servant.
这个百夫长来到耶稣的面前，祈求主耶稣能够医治他的这个仆人。
His servant was paralyzed and greatly in pain at home.
那因为这个他的仆人呢，他瘫痪了，他在家里非常的痛苦。
Lord Jesus said, to him, "I will come and heal him."
那主耶稣回复他，我来，我来帮助他。
But the centurion said to him, "Stop him and said."
然而这个百夫长却跟主耶稣说，
Lord, just say the word, my servant will be healed.
他跟主耶稣说，主啊，你只要说一句话，我的仆人必定痊愈了。
He said, just say the word, and that shows how great of a faith this centurion has.
那只要说一句话，真的非常的展现这个百夫长极大的信心。
Yeah, how can we see that? Here we can see this centurion has, from his work.
我们可以从他的行为当中看到这个百夫长极大的信心。
A man with authority, and he only had to say the word to those under him, and it would be done accordingly.
因为一个有权力的一个人呢，他只要说发号了命令，他属下的人就会去照办了。
Now, our Lord Jesus has the authority.
我们的主是有这个权柄的主。
He only has to say the word, and it will be done.
主耶稣主要说一句话，这件事情就可以成了。
So where did this such great faith came from?
那这样大的信心是从哪里来的呢？
It is through our daily life.
这是从我们日常生活当中表现出来的。
We have to build our faith up.
我们必须要不断地来建立我们的信心。
In our daily life, we have to think over the words of God and over His promises.
我们要常常思考，我们要常常去思想神的话语，神的作为。
Yeah, we believe what God promised, and He will surely fulfill, and that needs faith.
那我们要有信心的相信神所应许的必定成就。
Yeah, do we have such a deed to manifest our faith?
我们有这样的行为来展现我们的信心吗？
Yeah, point number three.
第三点，
When faced with challenges, it will reveal our faith.
当这个信心遇到了这些挑战，就会彰显出来。
Yeah, take for example, Saul and David, when they faced with Goliath, they are giant of life.
就好像扫罗跟大卫，当他们面对了这个哥利亚，这个他们人生中的大巨人的时候，
Which one of them would you say walk by faith?
他们当中的哪一个是我们所说的是有信心的，不凭眼见的
？Yes, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
我们一同翻开《撒母耳记上》十七章。
First Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记上十七章。
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
十一节，扫罗和以色列众人听见非利士人的这些话，就惊惶极其害怕。
Goliath was a champion from the Philistine.
这个哥利亚是从非利士坦人过来的。
And he would fight anyone who dares to fight with him.
那他可以跟任何愿意来跟他挑战的人来作战。
And he's over 9 feet tall.
他是九尺高。
The scale armor he was wearing was 125 pounds, just as heavy as a person.
他说。身上带的这个盔甲呢，差不多是125磅，差不多是一个人的一个体重。
Yeah, everyone was scared by his look, the size of a giant.
他一般的人看到他的面貌，看到他的这个身形大小，都非常的害怕。
Saul was terrified and greatly afraid to fight Goliath.
扫罗也非常的害怕跟惊慌。 Yeah.
Saul did not have the faith to fight Goliath.
扫罗没有这样的信心可以跟哥利亚来作战。
If you don't have the faith, you will look around the surrounding and you will listen to what people say.
如果我们没有信心，我们就会看看四周围，听听别人在说什么。
The more you look, the more you listen.
那如果你看得越多，你听得越多。
The more you got frightened by it.
那你就会心里更大的害怕。
Saul walked by faith.
所以要凭信心而行。
Saul walked by faith. Sorry.
好，所以这个
扫罗
walked
by faith.
他是
sorry walked by sight. I'm sorry.
所以扫罗是凭眼见而行。
And now we look at David how he reacted.
那大卫他的反应是如何呢？
Let's again look at verse 32.
我们看一下32节。
1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 32.
撒母耳记上17章32节，大卫对扫罗说：“人都不必因那非利士人胆怯，你的仆人要去与那非利士人战斗。”
Yeah. See, David was just a youth and not even old enough to be enlisted by the army.
在这边我们看到大卫只是一个少年人，他甚至根本就没有符合要去当兵的这个年龄的。 年龄,
yeah, David even encouraged them not to be afraid and say, I will go and fight.
他甚至鼓励了旁边的人说, 不要因非利士人胆怯, 我要去与他作战。
And Saul even tried to stop David.
甚至扫罗王要去, 阻扰大卫去做这件事。
Yeah, but David said to Saul, David testified to Saul, and how the Lord had with him when he was tendering his sheep.
大卫甚至跟扫罗做见证，在他牧羊的时候，神怎么样的保护他。
Yeah, David killed both the bear and the lion when they came to attack his sheep.
因为大卫在牧羊的时候，那这个狮子呢就会来，这个狮子跟熊会来袭击他的羊群。And
now he said he will also go and kill Goliath.
那他说他会去把这个 这个哥利亚杀了。
Yeah, David has faith in God.
大卫对神有信心。
And how did David fight the bear and the lion?
大卫是如何能够去击杀狮子和熊呢？
He prayed to God for help to give him the strength and courage to fight.
因为大卫祈求神的给予他力量，让他来击杀这些袭击羊群的狮子和熊。
So David has built up his faith from the time of his tendering of his sheep.
所以大卫在牧羊的时候，在那些经历当中，他就建立了他的信心。
And now he is ready to fight Goliath. He is not afraid of him.
所以现在他可以面对哥利亚与他来征战，而不会觉得害怕。
In 1 Samuel chapter 17,
在撒母耳记上17章,
verse 45 to 47,
45跟40,
because it's
45节, 45,
to 47,
一直到47节,
because it's too long, we will not read the verses.
因为有些长,
but it is a conversation between David and the people.
那在这边是讲到大卫跟人说的。
David was speaking to the Philistine, testifying how great is God, and God will surely fight the battle for him.
因为大卫跟非利士人说，我们的神万军耶和华是怎么样的一个伟大的神，他会神会帮助他。Yeah,
God, sorry, David knew challenges are given by God to declare that there is God in Israel.
因为大卫跟非利士人说，借由这样的一个挑战，可以去宣扬彰显以色列当中是有神的，是有真神的。
And when we face with challenges,
当我们面对挑战的时候,
it is also an opportunity for us to show God's glory.
那在那个时候，也是我们来宣扬彰显神荣耀的时候。
To let those who seek God know that God is here.
那让那些来寻找神的人知道神在这里。And
David knew that the battle belongs to God, not won by sword or spear.
因为大卫完全的知道, 这个战争的胜败是在乎神，而不是刀枪。
Yeah, David just used a slingshot with a stone, and it struck Goliath's forehead, and he died.
大卫只用了鸡旋跟一个石头，击中了哥利亚的额头，就赢得了这场征战。
David did not look at the surrounding or listen to what people say.
大卫没有看四周的环境，也没有听别人在说什么。
He was not afraid.
他没有害怕。
And he gave the glory to God.
他把这个荣耀归给神。
And David was a man who walked by faith, not by sight.
大卫确实是凭信而不凭眼见的人。
Similarly, the challenges we face today reveal the status of our faith.
相同的，当这个挑战来的时候，也是来展示我们一个信仰状况的一个时候。
In conclusion,
结论。
May the Lord give us, may the Lord help us to walk by faith, not by sight, in this new year 2026.
求神能够亲自帮助我们，在这个新的一年里面，让我们都能够凭信心而不凭眼见。
Yeah, when we come to service, we listen to the truth.
当我们来到教会听真理。
We saw the people in the Bible how they walk by faith.
我们在圣经里面的人物清楚地看到他们如何按照信心来行事。
They are like clouds surrounding us, testifying to us.
他就像这些人，美好的圣经人物，就像云彩围绕着我们，向我们来见证这个伟大的信心。
You hear the story of Abraham.
我们听到了亚伯拉罕。
The prodigal son.
我们看到了浪子回头。
The centurion.
我们看到了百夫长。
Prophet Elijah.
我们看到了先知以利亚。
King David and King Saul.
我们看到了大卫，还有扫罗王。
And saw how God worked among them.
我们看到神奇妙的作为。
And of course, we also saw the weakness of others.
当然，我们也看到了软弱。
So from the testimony, we are encouraged, nurturing our faith, making it grow.
那我们从这些当中，也让我们看到了这个神的作为，也让我们在这些经历当中，希望我们的信心都能够增长。
We are preparing, getting ready.For the time to come to testifying to our family and friends.
我们也准备好，预备好，我们要向我们的亲朋好友来为神来做见证。
Perhaps we will meet difficulties.
一定的，我们会遇到了这些困难。
You see, most people, when their life is good, they do not believe in God.
那我们看到，在人顺遂的时候。他不会特别的想要来相信神。
Yeah, not many people will say it is because of the truth I came to believe.
不多的人是因为真理他来寻求神。
Usually it is because they are in a predicament, coming to an end of hopelessness.
大部分都是因为来到了人生的低谷，遇到了一些困难没有办法解决的时候。
So it is the opportunity for us to manifest our faith to our friends and our family.
但这却是一个很好能够跟他们做见证，也彰显我们信心的时候。
Testifying to them that God, that the God we worship is true and living and faithful.
让我们来跟他们做见证，我们所敬拜的神真的是一个又真又活又富有怜悯的神。
Yeah, so that's why we need to be prepared.
所以我们要预备好自己。
To be equipped with faith.
我们要用真理来预备好自己。
A person with true faith is a peaceful in his personality.
所以真的有这个信心的人，那因为他在他的心里面就有这个从信心而得来的平安。
And an unshakable in what he believes.
那对于他所信的，绝对不会动摇。
Yeah, he is the person who walks by faith, not by sight.
因为他是凭信心，而不是凭眼见。
Yeah, I end my sharing here.
今早的正道到此。
May God bless everyone with great faith.
愿神都能够大大赐福于我们，让我们有大信心。
And may all the glory and honor to be given to our Lord Jesus.
愿一切的荣耀尊贵都归给神。
Amen.
阿门。
Let us arise and sing hymn 484.
请大家一同站立唱诗484首。